and welcome to Sellers and Makers Podcast, a place artisans can come together and community. Brought to you by Everything Embroidery Market. I'm your host, Hope Dale, and
Christina, and today we are talking with Miss Mallory Maxwell with Manifest Brand Management. And we are doing things a little bit different. So most of the people we've spoken with in the past have been kind of industry specific. And while she's not industry specific, I feel like every business needs some sort of marketing. And so she's your girl. So we're just going to jump in, let her explain what she does and how she got in the industry.
Thank you all so much for having me. This is so much fun. And
we're so glad you're here. Thank you for coming on.
Of course. And, you know, I've been a crafty girl my entire life. So I'm excited to have a new podcast to listen to and new people that are kind of on the artsy realm like me. And it has kind of, honestly, that's what shaped this, to be honest. I help small businesses primarily. I do have a couple that are larger, but I come from the marketing and advertising world. But I realized early on that I actually liked the artistic side of it more because I've always, like I said, I've always kind of been into that. And I naturally was good at the graphic design side. And so I would do it kind of on the side for people, just, you know, my clients at the newspaper and the other places that I've worked and sold ads. And actually, I most recently was the vice president of the Better Business Bureau here. And I was really trying hard to bring value to these small businesses in these hard times we were facing. And one of the ways I knew how to do that was digital marketing, throw like free marketing seminars and free any kind of solution I could offer them, I would. And I realized while I was doing that, that these people were being pitched by larger companies outrageous amounts to do these things that they need to be able to get their business out there. And I just, that was the way that I could help. And so I kind of took it and ran with it and had just a couple clients at first, but it has really been fulfilling to have my hand in, you know, the launch of a business or the turnaround of a business or, you know, just making that one thing that wasn't clicking. Because if you don't build websites all day, you don't want to mess with trying to figure that out.
It's a whole new, it's like a whole new skill. You have to kind of get in there and learn.
And it's a lot. And it's a lot to pay someone to do it. And so it doesn't have to be that way. So my business model is quite a bit different than everyone else in my industry, but that's kind of how I fell into it, was just seeing a problem with all of these people that had these amazing business ideas, just didn't know how to get it out there, and being able to offer that solution. And it's been really fulfilling.
Awesome. I love that story. I think being someone who is creative, it's fun to create your own way of doing business. So I like that you said that your business is different. It's modeled different, and it doesn't, you're just, because you're not going with what everyone else is doing does not mean that you're not going to be successful. Actually, I think it's quite the opposite. I think that doing that, like doing business like that, makes you stand out in a crowd.
It does.
So now, as far, when did you officially launch your business?
So
come boss.
I had it whenever I finally started like having people pay me for this. That was one thing I had to get good at, was not just giving it away completely, because I like to help. But it was probably about a year ago. I actually, my entire life flipped 180. I left a bad situation. I, you know, me and my kids have started our lives 100% over. And that was kind of the kick in the rear that I needed. And I realized, you know, hey, you can make stuff happen on your own. It's sitting right here in front of you. Just go for it and quit being afraid. Right. So I just did. I went to the courthouse and got a DBA one day and was like, okay, we're going to do this.
And we're doing it today. We're starting today.
It's a real deal now.
I love that.
And, you know, it's funny. The name of my company is Manifest. And when I named it that, it was before I actually formed the business at all. That was just kind of the idea I had. I thought it sounded cool. Mm-hmm. And I didn't really know what it meant all the way. And now that I know what that means, it's like the perfect name for the business. You know, you see what you want and you believe what you want and you just know that it's going to happen and then you make it happen. And it's really cool to be able to see that now in hindsight and knowing that I named the brand that and I didn't even do it on purpose. But yeah. So it's been probably about a year of doing it officially. I still have not fully, I've not had to press for anything, which is a big blessing. Everyone that I work with has come to me like in a referral basis. And I haven't had to push anything. And so,
well, I think that
it's been a really huge,
yeah, I think that's
a wake up call too.
Business, right? People are happy with your work. And so they tell their friends.
Yeah.
Word of mouth.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's the most powerful form of advertising.
Well, it is. And that's kind of my secret sauce, I guess, if you will. You know, I'm from West Texas and word of mouth is everything. They don't care to see your ads. They don't care to, you know, about the Facebook and whatever. We're all just very, even my generation, word of mouth is key. Yeah. So one of the things that I do differently is, well, there's two main things. I offer DIY solutions too. So if it's not in your budget to have me do it, or your business just isn't big enough to need a person to handle all of your, mainly the social media side of it, I will give you my deck that like walks you through the algorithm and how to boost what post and when to not boost and how to do this. And, or I'll give them templates where they can, you know, make their own ads. It's all template based. So it's a less expensive option for me to still have my hand in it and me to still help them out. It's not just, oh, you can't pay me to do it 100%. Then we're not doing business. I just don't believe in that. So
yeah, I think that's really cool.
I think yes, that's an awesome idea.
And then the second thing that I have found to be really key with small businesses is to align yourself with a charity. Or a community involvement is so big. It's the way to get yourself the credibility of that West Texas word of mouth. Mm-hmm. And you're going to attract a lot more people when they see you out in the community doing good, rather than just blowing them up with Facebook ads all day.
Right.
So yeah.
if there is a negative thing that comes, people will be like, give them some grace. You know, they're good people and I know them. Yes.
And I've kind of like had my little guinea pig businesses with where I was, you know, I had them sponsor something and then we just aligned with the charity. And I'm telling you, those are the ones that really have taken off, especially here. But like I said, it's like word of mouth on steroids, almost getting that credibility, because it matters to everyone. Community involvement matters to everyone,
right?
Whether they want to admit it or not. And so that has really been the secret, because every advertising agency I know, now the ads are important. Ads are important.
Yeah.
But that missing link, I think, is focusing on getting involved and putting your name in the community in a good light.
Right. And if you can find something that resonates with you personally and happens to be your target market, that's like a really,
it's perfect. Yes. Because they shine brighter whenever they're doing something they're passionate about. I've learned that with my sales teams too. Whenever I first became head of sales and I was younger than everybody and I'm a female, and you know, automatically there's resistance. But if you will put people in their niche where they have a spark about them, they are going to run and run. And it's the same thing with the business, I think.
Yeah, for sure. And the other part that you were talking about, giving people the tools to be able to do it themselves, I think that's the number one barrier for a small business.
It is.
They're like, I'm good at creating, or I'm good at buying product that I know my customer wants, but they're afraid, or they're not there. They don't know how to make that next step. So they just don't make it. And
yes,
then, you know, they keep spinning their wheels, and you know, they might like try a little bit, and then, oh, that didn't work. So now they're even more scared. You get in your head.
Yep.
And then they just don't go down that road when all it took was just maybe a little instruction or
a little instruction. And
it can also boost your side too. Like they could be like, yeah, this is great and all, but maybe whatever your fee is, they're like, okay, maybe it's worth it for them to do it all the way because I don't want to do this.
9 times out of 10, that's what happens. They decide, okay, this is kind of annoying and a headache. I don't really want to do it because it is. But if you're truly in a spot where you're brand new and you can't afford to pay someone, right, and you're trying to get out there, I mean, that's the one thing that I don't think anybody else really does. So just giving them the templates, telling them when to post what, giving them a calendar and telling them when to post what and how to boost it and how to, you know, this, that, and the other to get their presence right. And just showing them the ropes. I mean, you're going to feel a lot more confident and empowered as a business owner too, because you're not just sitting there spinning your wheels, not knowing what you're doing. Mm-hmm. So that has been something really cool. That's probably my favorite part of what I do.
Well,
is showing people how to do it.
Well, and that is putting yourself out there as, I'm not like, you're not my competition, right? You're truly being like, what's the word? You're just there, genuinely there to help, not like worried that if I give you my secret sauce, like you said, that now it's no longer relevant. Like I'm no longer relevant. That's not the case. You just said that, you know, you end up getting most of that business to where you're their person and they trust you because you help them.
Mm-hmm. There's room for success for everybody. I mean, if you're not cheering on your competition in some way, you're not doing it right. Because this whole super, I mean, be competitive, but
be a good aware. Person. Right. Yes. Be a good person.
It'll take you far. You can tell I'm from little old Lubbock, Texas when I'm sitting here preaching, be a good person and be involved in charity. But it honestly, I think it's relevant everywhere.
100%.
I agree.
Mm-hmm. Hope's from big town Houston, but
I was about to say you're quite the opposite.
So are you. I mean, Christina, you don't live here anymore.
Well, okay. So I grew up in Katy though. Like I always felt like I was more smaller town. Like I was never a city girl. Like
Katy is so huge.
Well, yes, but I never was like, I'm never a city girl. I don't know. So
I agree with that. I agree totally with the word of mouth, be a good person and align yourself with a organization or community involvement. I mean, that is huge. And that doesn't matter where you are and how big or how small you are. I mean, those are key factors in success.
It really is.
And so you do, obviously, we've been talking about helping people with the social media posting, but you also do website building. And what else, what are all your tricks that are in your umbrella under your...
Yeah. So I obviously the social media side and the graphic design side, which ties into a lot of different ways that I could use graphic design. But the way that when I was sitting down, I was like, how the heck am I going to do this and make it worth my time and where I'm not just working myself to death, but also make it affordable. What I've done is I've tried to kind of make it a niche thing, which I still have my broad, you know, if you need a website with SEO and social media, then that's one thing. And I'll throw in, you know, 4 graphics, like if you need flyers or business cards or something like that, I'll do that for you too, 4 times a month. And then beyond that, I usually have to charge a little bit. But I try to just make it a package thing specifically for realtors. You know, I have a realtor package. So I have four website templates that I've made that will work with MLS listings on it. Because that's one thing that you kind of have to have, but doing it by yourself and figuring out how to embed and all that is a nightmare. So I run SEO on it and I provide them with a social media deck so they can customize it themselves. Right. And then I will do press releases for them as needed. And I'll do the four flyers or graphics or whatever. And those normally they'll have me do like a flyer where they can go plug in a different house,
right?
You know,
right.
But they have the template there. So basically I'm just taking the digital marketing side, the more back end nitty gritty stuff, I'm taking that off their plate, but I'm not taking it away from them. They right. still run their own Facebook.
Right.
They still, I just give them the tools and right. I do all the website stuff for them. I give them a pretty website that has their listings on it where people can contact them and give them that polished approach. And I do it for really, I mean, it's $300 a month for me to do all of that.
Yeah.
Very yeah. affordable. I mean, it's honestly, it's, I've had so many people be like, oh my gosh, this is like, it's tailored to what a real estate agent would need. And I, the same thing with, I've actually gotten really, some amazing clients in the wedding industry. Mm-hmm. So I have two wedding planners and I have a wedding venue, the Baker Building here. I mean, it was built in 1928. So first of all, just digging into the history of it's really cool. But I also have kind of my wedding industry mm-hmm. niche that I'm working with now. Car salesmen is another one. Roofers. I have 8 roofers that I work with. And they're all over Texas, but doing that and kind of making it like, okay, you're a roofer. Here's my roofer solution for you.
Yes. Well, again, that's working smarter, not harder, mm-hmm. but then also giving them something that will grow their business, right? So you're not just like doing a one-off and yeah. then they can completely customize it. And that's smart.
But they're also getting personal service, which you can't beat because yes. your other, you know, bigger box brand websites and stuff like that, you're, if you don't know how to do something, you're just kind of screwed.
It's frustrating. You submit an inquiry online and then they blow your phone up for 4 days and then they tell right. you it's going to be twice as much as it was and your website's right. clunky and it looks like everyone else's. It's just easier to work with an actual person who
right.
cares about your business. And if, you know, and I always tell people, if 1 month you need to scale back a little bit and be like, hey, listen, just website only this month. And, you know, that's fine. Whereas these bigger guys,
they care.
Lock you into contracts.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I just, you know, I don't think that's really the best route for me. I get personally invested in these people and their story and their business. And when they're having a hard day and they want to call me and, you know, and get my opinion and stuff. That's the stuff that I value. I could care less about the dollar signs, honestly.
Well, that's what makes it successful.
It is 100%.
And what really the is. Word of mouth and people are like, look, I went to Mallory. She did a really great job. She's continued to, she listened to me. All of those things add up. And it's that personalization that I feel like we've gotten so far away from being personal with people that yeah. when you have that in a business, I think it just really speaks for itself.
Right. You saw mm-hmm. like a big shining light and everyone's mm-hmm. like, oh my gosh, I want a part of that. Because if, like you said, it's Amazon now. Everyone's yeah. like, click, 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 done, you know, check my email, then next, like it's done. But when you can slow down and dig deep and connect, it's like, hey.
Yeah. And honestly, my turnaround time, these big people will tell you, okay, it's going to be a month before I have your website done, or it's going to be 2-3 weeks. And I have a proof for them within a week at the most. So it's an easier process when you're dealing with an individual, I feel like, but there's a market yeah. for everything. There's
a fit for everybody. And the people that I have come across, I've been really blessed. They truly see value in what I do. And it's been cool to learn about these different industries on a different level too. You know, I thought working in marketing and advertising for so long, I worked in real estate. I worked for builders too. The building industry is where my heart is and will always be. But, and then working for the Better Business Bureau and getting to see all of these people that had amazing ideas but didn't know how to run a business. And unfortunately, seeing their businesses fail just because they didn't know who, you know, how to get the resources and how to go after it. And, you know, I think that I'm going to be able to make a difference in that way as I grow this, I hope.
Yeah, no, for sure. I mean, I think it's kind of like the perfect storm of events, all your past experience, now you're able to use, you know, and help other people. Now, so you said you've done marketing back in the day. So what would you say is, if you have a small business and they're like, okay, if I can only go to two platforms to do my marketing, what would that be for you? What would you suggest that they, or three, two or three?
I would say you still have to have a web presence. You just have to, because no one's going to find you. Facebook and Google and all, they all go off of each other. And if you don't have a solid website, you're kind of dead in the water, especially in the, you know, people that make things and handmade things and people that are selling things like that. I don't know how the heck you would do it without that. So I would say start there. Social media, my thing for social media is be present on three, but focus on one. And the obvious one to focus on is Facebook. But you can make your social media profiles all populate together. You don't have to do an individual post for Facebook, an individual post for Instagram, an individual post for you can make them all bounce off of each other. So it's like a one-time thing. Right. And that's been beautiful. And then from there, I would say it depends on your industry, but something that is branding specific, whether that's, you know, a TV commercial that's short and just exists and is just there and is just something keeping you top of mind. Branding is big. And that's also where I think the charity stuff comes in. Doing a sponsorship for, you know, some like a golf we did a golf tournament that was really big and really cool, you know, shoot out of it, sponsoring something, the Little League team down the street, I don't care. Set aside a small budget every month or every other month to sponsor something local. So if you will start there, and start with social media, your website, and then something that's strictly local branding, you'll be good. That's honestly, that's the way to make the most out of. And honestly, there's a lot of free advertising around there too. If you'll just look, like free ads in sometimes like the high school sport publications, whatever. It may seem small, but if you will take advantage of every single free option out there. Like I know bigger cities will have the sides of like trains or buses or whatever, benches sometimes. You can find them online. If you'll take advantage of all the free ones, you'll learn that you're actually getting a pretty good reach out of it. So I'm pretty thrifty when it comes to this stuff too. I can squeeze the budget.
Well, that's what, when you're starting out, you have to. You wear all the hats. You are the business mind, you're the money person, you're the purchaser, you are the advertiser, you're all of that. And you have to take every penny and every second into consideration. And then there you go.
Yep. And being strategic about it too. Like I see this all the time. Facebook, they will think, okay, well, I'm putting posts on Facebook and I'm boosting them, but my page isn't growing, no one's interacting, but I'm boosting it. I'm spending money on it. Well, Facebook doesn't like it whenever you just blast out boosted posts all the time. you have to make it so specific. Like, I work for a property management company here now, and we use geotargeting. We're starting it right now, where we are targeting the ads to that very specific demographic. I mean, zip code, income, wherever, you know, making sure that you are being super targeted and that you have a call to action at least once a month, whether it's a giveaway or and it can be, you don't have to spend a lot of money on it. It can be the most random off the wall thing, but having a call to action so people will interact with you or interact with your website or interact with your Facebook, that right there is numero uno secret right there.
Yeah.
Call to action at least once a month.
And you have to know who your target audience is.
You have to. That's one of the things that I have too. I did a whole seminar on a business plan. Number one, I have a booklet where you literally just fill in and it will help you get a business plan that's solid and not just here's what I do and here's why I like it. Actually be strategic about it. But doing a SWOT analysis, and I'm big on a SWOT analysis. So that's strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and then how you're going to transform that into coming about. So if you will sit down and consciously put those thoughts on paper, I obviously once a month is awesome, but that's kind of a stretch for a lot of people. So even every 90 days, if you'll do a 30, 60, 90 plan where you have a plan, hey, the next 30 days, here's what I'm going to try. And then at 60 days, here's how I'm going to measure it. And then at 90 days, here's where I want to be. And if I'm not there, I'm going to see why. And if I got there, I'm going to build on it. If you will plan your approach 90 days at a time, you will have better results, I promise.
We've talked a lot about that, either within just our outside of the podcast, but a little bit on the podcast as well, because we're trying to organize a little bit. And I've found that it's super easy. And this is where I've been kind of stuck personally for my business, is that I'm just going in circles, doing the same thing. And like, I have these big dreams and goals, but I am making some steps towards them, but I'm not going as fast or as straight. Like, it's kind of like a wave up instead of a straight line up, just because I'm going in circles. And if like, that's something that for this year, that was like my biggest goal, or is my biggest goal for this year, is to be more organized and be more strategic about goal planning.
Streamlining your processes.
Exactly.
I'm preaching to the choir.
We've been working on it very hard.
And I'm sure we'll keep chicking away.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's being able to go back and say, okay, this is my goal, and this is what we achieved. And, you know, did we achieve the goal, or did, you know, what happened in between? And I think all of that helps you tweak the process and figure out what's good and what's not.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, it's for marketing. It's for anything in your business.
It's for, that's what I was going to say. That's true for everything.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then,
but that 30, 60, 90 day works really well for me. Yes.
And if you write it down or have someone that you talk to that makes you now accountable, and you can't like be like, well, I mean, I said that I wanted to reach this, but what I meant was, no, girl, you wrote it down and this is what you said. This is what you meant, and why?
Yeah, and are you doing what it takes? Because if you're not,
yes,
get it together.
For sure. Mm-hmm. I want to talk about how people could find you. So you have a really pretty website. How can people find you?
Thanks. I'm in the middle of rebuilding it, actually, so it'll probably look different tomorrow. It's like an interior decorator redecorates their house all the time. I've messed with my website. So my website is manifestbrandmanagement.com. And I actually am going to go ahead and push my social media live tonight. So I'm going to just go ahead and do it. So you'll be able to find me that way too. Manifest Brand Management.
Well, we'll make sure to link you here on the podcast, and then off to our lovely EEM Connect members. So I think that if you guys are listening, what she is saying is huge. I've actually had the opportunity, good or bad, to talk with several different website developers just for our different businesses. And my husband has done the same thing for his businesses. And so while I'm still no expert, I can tell you that what Mallory is telling you is gold. And also she truly cares, because there's not many out there that are doing what she's doing and bringing, well, I'm sure all of them bring value, but it's different.
And it's different when you care. And I care about the success of these people, and we naturally become friends, and it's so cool. And, you know, I feel like I need to use my experience in different ways to maybe make something click for somebody. Then I've done something good, and I just look forward to the future. See what the future holds for Manifest. But yeah,
I think I know you're going to do really big things. And I'm also certain that someone here listening is, what you said is resonating, and they're like, you know what? I know I need to make a website, or I know I need to, you know, do that social media or do the email marketing or do whatever it is that they have in their mind that they're just afraid to actually take the first step to do. They're listening to you and they're like, okay, maybe it's not so scary. Maybe
it's not.
Yes. Maybe I need a little help and I can do it. And I think that you're changing people's lives.
You're here to help them jump into the marketing water.
It's a big ocean. And I could see why it would be scary. There's a lot to it, but sometimes just having someone to bounce ideas off of that has been there and done it and kind of knows. I mean, I tell people all the time, if you get, you know, they're getting pitched all these numbers and all these packages and all this craziness all the time, and they don't know which one's right. Even if you're not, I mean, I just send it to me and I'll tell you my honest opinion if it's worth it or not.
Yep.
I mean, people need someone in their corner. I've learned that. People just need someone in their corner. And if you're the one that's in their corner when they need it, they will tell everybody about it, and they will bring you more people, and they will, you know, you'll have more people to help, and it'll help me out too. And that's just kind of the way I do it.
And there should be more people like you.
Yes. Y'all are sweet.
Well, I really, really appreciate you. And you're doing big things. You're helping other people do big things. And thank you. So again, if you're listening and you are looking for someone to help you just take that leap of marketing faith.
Yes.
Make sure you just check out Mallory at manifestbrandmanagement.com and then on Facebook, and she's your girl. So
yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thank you all so much for having me. It was so much fun.
Thank you. That was fun to get your insights.
You guys, thank you so much again for listening to us. We really appreciate everything, every time anybody listens and shares with your friends. If you enjoyed this podcast, please make sure that you subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts and share it out to anyone that you think might need some help from Mallory or us here at Everything Embroidery Market. Remember, we do have our Chattanooga show the last weekend in April, and we'd love to see you there. We have awesome instructors coming, some really great vendors, shopping, networking, all the things. So if you were interested in any way in signing up, just join us at our website, everythingembroiderymarket.com, and we'll see you there.